AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. An ice storm in Georgia has knocked out power to tens of thousands of people.
It's accumulated on the distribution lines and on trees. So we're seeing a lot of trees coming down onto the power lines, and then a lot of issues with icing on the lines is causing outages.
Brian Green, a spokesman for Georgia Power, says crews are going all out to remove fallen trees from power lines and get the electricity back on. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says there are a lot of folks in his state without power. Nearly 100 inches of snowfall in just a few weeks has paralyzed the nation's oldest public transit system. Commuters, subway, and Amtrak trains in the greater Boston area were delayed or canceled outright again today. Transit officials warn the T, as the system is known, won't be up and running normally for at least a month. Snow covers the ground from Nashville to Nantucket, and temperatures are in the teens. Fires are still burning at the scene of that train derailment in West Virginia. An oil train carrying more than 3 million gallons of crude derailed yesterday in a snowstorm, sending fireballs leaping into the sky and leaking oil into the Kanawha River. Haiti's prime minister has declared 3 days of mourning after an accident at a carnival parade today left at least 16 people dead. Officials say a man on top of a musical group's carnival float was shocked when his head hit high-voltage wires above the street, and that set off a panic in which dozens of Haitians were trampled to death. The man, a member of a local band, is expected to survive his injuries. This is AP Radio News. An injunction issued by a Texas judge means one part of President Obama's immigration plan will not begin as planned tomorrow.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says for now his department will not start accepting applications under an expanded program for shielding from deportation those brought to America illegally as children. At the same time, he says the original program, known as DACA, continues. And he says the administration fully expects to have the injunction overturned on appeal.
AP correspondent Mark Smith, speaking at the National Press Club, Attorney General Eric Holder said the immigration and deportation issue is far from over.
It is the a decision by one federal district court judge. I've always expected that this is a matter that will ultimately be decided by a higher court, if not the Supreme Court.
On Wall Street, the Standard & Poor's 500 gained 3 points and set another record high. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.